Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Attention shoppers, Pistol Shrimps Radio presents Mall Walk-In.
Mark McConville.
Matt Gourley.
This is a banner day.
We're doing this.
We've been teasing, talking, dreaming, and mall walking our hearts into this show idea since before the pandemic.
2019.
We even researched tech for this.
Didn't buy it.
No, because we didn't do it.
And we also have not planned any of this or discussed maybe sort of what this really is.
Listener,
we both probably have different ideas of what
we, well, listener, you're going to discover this with us because this is a show we were going to originally start as a new show, Pistol Shrimps Adjacent. We're just going to keep it on the feed and it's going to be Pistol Shrimps Radio presents Mall Walking.
This is the thing we didn't talk about because I didn't know if we were going to be doing a full flip around, if this is another just extension of the shrimp tail.
I think we got to keep it on the feed because why lose our...
All the people who like Pistol Shrimps Radio basketball, Pistol Shrimps Radio spelling bee coverage, Pistol Shrimps Radio reading of emails.
Right.
How are they going to know to switch to this new thing? Why not just keep it on the same
thing? And we can't lose them because they are the only people that would ever be interested in this.
They're the reason we are sitting in my car in a mall parking lot right now.
That's right. So what this show is, and we don't know what it
is. And Matt's telling me what it is right now.
This was an idea I had because, you know, I go through periods in my life where I like to exercise because I do want to stay alive for a while.
You talking, you running ultra marathons?
God, no.
You doing like a bike, like a triathlon?
I run and there's secret stairs near where I live.
Oh.
And I run up those stairs.
Secret's out.
Well, they're still secret. And then I row.
You doing a lot of swimming?
Not right now. I mean, sometimes just to get to my car with all this rain.
It's tell me
January
about it.
January 12th.
Don't look at me, man.
So I like walks, and Amanda and I, my wife, have long been under the contention that sometimes when we'll go on walks, I'll go, why don't we go walk through a mall? Mall walking. It's a thing. Old people do it.
Yes.
I'm an old soul.
I'm familiar with the sort of athletic wear power walkers.
That's not what I'm talking about.
That walk a mall. In fact, I think the mall... My grandmother had a house in the Phoenix area where you got a lot of retirees, and there are strictly walk-in hours from 8 a.m. to 10 before the stores open.
Great. Oh, well, that's sad.
Well, it is unless you think of it as just like, oh, it's a track from 8 to 10, and then at 10.
No, the joy of mall walking is that you also have these treats you can, you know, because you could just easily walk in a store as a mall.
You're saying while you walk the mall, you could say, ooh, look.
Well, there's no difference between walking while you're shopping in a store and walking. We're not going to do that like weird, stiff-backed, high-armed speed walking. This
for
is
fitness.
Leisurely mall walking where you and I get to dissect individual malls and their individual stores and foods.
Okay. So you want to go and sample malls around the area, possibly the country, maybe the world.
If we ever travel, there's no reason we can't do a New York mall walking.
Or, yeah, any mall, anywhere that we might be.
Yeah. We don't know how regular this is going to be. Right now, we also haven't figured out the tech because originally we researched wireless receiver mics. What we've got now is I'm wearing a backpack with this recorder. And then
we have two very obvious handheld microphones.
And Mark is tethered to me by a long cable, very much like when we did the Pistol Shrimps Radio golf mini golf tournament.
Yeah, you got to take it on the road. There's got to be a way to do it. Is there a smarter way to do it? Probably.
Well, and if we do this show regularly, we'll find
that. We might have to modify. Yeah.
But I've been dreaming about this forever because you know I love talking to you.
I love talking to you.
I love malls.
I'm okay with malls.
They're a dying art.
They're an art?
You're going to see today.
A mall is art.
Wait till you see the mall.
I've been to this mall.
No, when's the last time you've been to it? It's changed ownership.
Well, then maybe I haven't been here. But I mean, I know some of the things that are inside this mall.
So for today, if you'll
today's episode, yes, Matt, go ahead.
We will start with the mall closest to our house.
That's right.
Closer to you than to me.
You're really giving people where we live.
That's okay. I mean, it's a city. They're not going to find it.
That's true.
The Eagle Rock Plaza, which has got to be the world's smallest mall.
What? Oh, no way.
No?
No.
It's
very
small.
It is a small mall.
It has two anchor stores, a Target at one end and a Macy's at the other end.
That's right.
Then every store in between, I guarantee you've never heard of before, including a church.
And a gym.
Fitness 19.
Yeah.
Open 19 hours a day? I don't think.
Well, if they're going off the 24-hour fitness, that ended up pretty bad for 24-hour fitness. I believe they got a lawsuit because they're not open 24 hours and somebody sued them for false advertising or something like that. I used to belong to a 24-hour fitness too. And it was not open 24 hours.
No, it always smelled like mustard. That was the place I told you where a clown used to come and work out in full clown costume.
Stop. Number one, it always smelled like mustard.
In the locker.
Why?
Because men work out and they start to smell like mustard.
You think men smell like mustard when
these men did?
You think there were a bunch of hot dog contest guys like Joey Chestnut was working out there?
The Long Beach mustard mines, you know, the long
industry. Oh, this is down in Long Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
stop again, a clown?
A guy would come in full clown regalia, including the super wide waistband hoop pants
that
were hung by suspendies.
Okay.
He'd work out like that.
Do you think he was coming from work or going to work after the workout?
He was going to the moon, man.
I like to think that he put in a full shift of clowning and then had to get a workout in
work. Because you don't want to go to a kid's birthday party smelling like mustard.
Depends on the party.
And the clown.
And the kid.
So then there is a Chuck E. Cheese here, which I've been to with my daughter as recent as yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is fresh for you.
This mall's incredible. It's barely hanging on.
That's for sure.
Every other storefront is empty at best.
Okay. Yeah.
Or at worst. But so we're going to go dissect this mall and walk through this mall. We're going to do the whole thing. This mall, I think, is easily done in one trip.
This episode will be 6 minutes long.
No, there's going to be a lot to talk about. I'm telling you. There's a Taekwondo place in here.
You want to take a Taekwondo lesson?
Maybe.
Look, Matt, there's a conflict in my brain about you want to do this for fitness reasons.
Yeah.
So that to me says that we're going to be constantly moving.
Yes.
But it sounds like every other shop is worth stopping and chatting about.
Well, it's okay if we stop and chat. That's fine.
So yeah,
our feet is the important thing. We're not sitting down talking into mics.
It's why I brought my Apple Watch so that we can monitor our steps. Ooh, this was a big piece of this thing for me was to sort of do this very analytical tail of the tape. Every mall we go to, we should probably count our steps.
We'll rate the mall.
Yeah, who knows what we'll discover.
Remember in the early days, I don't know, where we did discuss a concept and we even, if we were going to do it regularly, thought we'll announce the next week's mall and there'll be a meetup we could do with listeners.
That's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people can go to a mall on a weekday at 11 a.m.
We're going to find out today. So, if we do something like, say, the Santa Anita Mall, that's a pretty big mall. We could record it all in one, but do the episode in two parts.
Oh, so you think some malls will be two-parters?
Well, for sure, because, for one thing, Santa Anita's got an inside and an outside portion.
Yeah.
Look at South Coast Plaza. It's got the regular one
that mall's
and Crystal Court.
Insanely big. But you said this was maybe the smallest mall, and I just want to say Southern California, as a Midwestern boy, I can tell you the strip mall part of Southern California is bonkers. How many strip malls.
But strip malls are different.
That's not
a
mall?
Whole different beast.
Yeah. It has mall in the title.
Yeah, but it also has strip in the title.
I don't have a problem with that.
We're talking
brick and mortar.
Yes.
You need like a JCPenney or a former Sears.
Because Americana doesn't have that, but I would consider that a mall. We're going to have to work out the definition. Yes, that's the new fandangled outdoor promenade style mall.
Well, you and I went to Washington, D.C. once and we went to the mall.
Now that counts as in a technicality, a loophole. Yeah.
Because that's just a big thing of water with Lincoln on one end and a big monument on the other.
Here's the thing. I think it has to be primarily retail shops, where strip malls are mostly donut shops.
Mostly.
31 flavors is.
7 out of the 10 shops in a strip mall have to be donut shops.
And Thai massages.
Yeah.
We're looking retail with an occasional anchor, although the Americana does have an anchor. It has a Nordstrom, even though it's not at the end of
the typical those are layout. Different. Those are mega maniacal newfangled malls.
And there's a Bloomingdale's there too, off the beaten path.
At Americana?
Well, it's like a block north.
That's not within the confines of it.
But the next door to the Americana, and I think under the same ownership, is the Glendale Galleria.
A massive mall.
It's going to be great.
Southern California does have the lion's share of malls. There are a ton of them.
Because there's even Old Town Pasadena.
Well, you're just listing them off here.
The Lake District in Pasadena, which has a Macy's.
You mean the street?
Yeah, and that's a shopping district.
Just the street, Lake Street itself.
South Lake District, yeah.
Is a mall.
Well, it's heavy in retail stores. Like Old Town Pasadena.
Okay, so I went to college in Madison and State Street is a walking mall. That's what they call it. And there's shops and...
Like Old Town Pasadena?
Yeah, a little bit like Old Town Pasadena. But I wouldn't consider that a mall. That's just a bunch of shops in
but
a
I think
part
that
of town.
Fits our definition where a strip mall doesn't. And there's lots to talk about and walk about. Mall walking. No G.
Apostrophe?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know me. Should we go in?
I guess so, Matt. I guess this is it. We're doing it.
I'm thrilled about this. I've been looking forward to this all week, and I'm sick of podcasting.
Well, this isn't podcasting, Matt. It's mall walking.
We'll be right back.
Attention, shoppers. Mall walking will return after these messages.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, Mark, the best laid plans of malls and men. Here we are in the Eagle Rock Plaza, and we've already fucked it up.
If you've listened to the intro, which is how things work, you know that we were parked in the mall parking lot in my car, recorded an intro. Then Matt and I walked around this mall and recorded an entire episode that didn't really get recorded because one of our mic cables was busted. We did not invest in that equipment that we talked about in the intro, and it bit us. It bit our ass off.
Or did it give us a second chance to experience the Eagle Rock Plaza with the finest tech money can buy?
We've done it. We've got ourselves a little wireless microphone action.
It's nearly 2 weeks later than when we recorded the intro.
Yes. But also, I feel like it is a shot at redemption. And already, Matt, I'm seeing a missed opportunity from our first go-around in the Eagle Rock Plaza.
Are you? Yeah. So we might retell some moments that we had last time, talk to some new people. It was a glorious trip around the Eagle Rock Plaza sun.
What do you want to do with that old audio? The audio where your microphone is sort of like 30% of what you say, maybe, is audible. Everything else is crispy. And
some
and
of
weird.
It is faint on your microphone feed. So maybe at some point, if there's some master audio engineer out there who
some
wants to take a crack
audio
at it,
dork,
we can release it as a bonus episode. This out. But isn't That's that just the mall walking style where you and I, we do a first inaugural episode and it goes
and
to
no
the
one
stars.
Ever hears
you gotta
it?
Burn it. There's some poetry in that.
I think so. And you and I did discuss not ever coming back to this mall after the first time and just moving on to different malls.
Yeah, but then we decided to keep the same intro we recorded in the car.
On January 12th, 13th, something like that?
Yeah, today's the 23rd.
So we've really boned it.
Yeah, but here we are to go through this same Eagle Rock Plaza a second time in as many weeks.
We're standing in the main entranceway, and how many stores in sight that you can see, Matt, how many retail locations are open?
Three.
And how many are just boarded up, absent, empty, for lease?
I'd say about 83.
It's almost as if Chuck E. Cheese has caused every other store to close.
Really? Or do you think it's kept it afloat? I mean, let's mosey in here as we hit the directory at the Eagle Rock Plaza.
This is the first thing, Matt, that we didn't do last time that I feel like was a missed opportunity and we really need to do it. I want to just go down and read. I want to give the listener a preview of everything in the mall.
Highlights.
I want to read.
We should start every episode at a directory.
We should, just to let people know. So we're at the directory here at the Eagle Rock Plaza.
It's worth noting that this directory is really warped.
Yeah, whatever is going on here. I don't know if it's paper or some sort of thin plastic in there. Laminated paper, maybe. It's very warped. And you can get more information about the Eagle Rock Plaza at eaglerockplaza.com. It says it right at the bottom. They're also on Facebook and Twitter. But here's, let's go just cards and gifts right here, Matt. We've got 161, Custom Zone, 152, Dollar King, 278, Infinite Succulents.
Now, you can't read every store because we've got to save
Maoya Island.
We've got to stumble upon
I know,
some
but
it,
we've already been to the mall. I know the listeners haven't. And yeah. I just want to point out, I don't remember Infinite Succulents. I don't remember Maoya
I remember Finite Island. Succulents. There were three.
So let's maybe just give some categories and we won't reveal the stores. How's that?
Okay.
We have cards and gifts in this mall.
Children's entertainment.
We have department stores. Those are your anchor stores. Matt likes to call that an anchor store, and I think maybe that's a mall term.
Yeah, I'm not alone in that. You act
that's
like
a,
I'm
that's
some
a
kind
real...
of freak. That's I didn't make up that term. That's industry well, standard, you... man. Get off my back.
Well, on the way here, Matt, you told me you hadn't eaten anything.
Yeah.
As is Pistol Shrimps, the standard.
Right.
And then you went in here and you bought Yakult to drink.
I got an apple, some almonds, and I had Mark try out some Yakult.
It was fine. I didn't love it.
You called it tangy milk.
It's like tangy milk.
Tangy, watery milk.
Yeah, it's like lemony milk. All right. Yeah. Did we do dining and specialty foods?
No.
No. This mall has it. Electronics.
That store's not here.
No, it's not. Financial services.
Boy, there are.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Grocery.
Yeah. Health and beauty. Jewelry and accessories.
Specialty services.
Which is a broad term, as you're going to see when we get down at the end of this floor. There's a full-on church here at this mall.
Shoes, which is in another store.
In Macy's, Finish Line.
Wireless services.
And finally, women's apparel. But no men's apparel.
And no just general apparel. So you got to figure this out yourself.
Okay. Yeah. The point is, we're glad to be here. This is Mall Walking episode 1.5.
Matt and I are going to have a little deja vu because we have walked this mall already.
Isn't that a great way to start something?
I don't know.
I just love it. I don't know. Plus, we're getting fit.
I also, are we though?
Are you starting up your
Let me start the steps? We're at the directory. We don't know how big this mall really is. I would say it's on the smaller side.
We definitely know how big this mall is. It's tiny.
Because we've done it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about square footage. I wouldn't know.
Gotcha.
We could probably look these things up.
Yeah.
Let me start my Apple Watch.
Okay.
And just see how far we get today.
I also don't know how long these wireless mic receivers will hold a charge. So that might be a consideration. We'll find out today.
I don't know how to use an Apple Watch, so I think we're in trouble.
He has an actual apple on a wristband.
To find it.
This Chuck E. Cheese, by the way, I've been to with my daughter.
How was it?
Chuck E. came out at one point, and I can only explain. But the best description of Chuck E. when he came out would be like a shy goth kid.
And here we go.
Didn't want to deal with children.
We're on the move. The Apple Watch is recording our indoor walk here in the Eagle Rock Plaza.
Now, last time we did this, we ended the whole mall walking tour with an 8-minute massage in the mall massage chairs. I think we'll do the same thing today.
I don't really want to, really, based on last time's experience.
Yeah, I actually left feeling worse than when I sat down.
So right away in the main entrance, you're going to see a lot of closed, abandoned stores. But one store that's not abandoned is this store, which is...
Titleless.
Saz?
Where do you see a
in the window. Saz. Oh,
yeah. Saz.
Like Saz Fifth Avenue, only not really. But that's a lot of ladies' clothes.
I will say, I like, there's like a Glenn plaid apron prairie dress there that it feels, I'd try that out.
This feels like clothes you can't get anywhere else but here. Wouldn't you agree?
At those Saz?
You have to go to Saz if you want those
now
Saz looks.
Right, Saz looks. Hey, we're on the top floor. We're going counterclockwise around this
mall.
How
do you approach a mall, Matt?
I think the way we are, and that's counterclockwise with 12 o'clock being north.
Yeah, sure.
So that's what we're doing.
This is north. Are we going north?
No, now we're going west.
Okay.
But we came in north. This section of the mall specifically doesn't have a store. It's just empty stores.
There's a stretch of, yeah. This mall, it's even hard to guess what might have been.
That, I think, was a jewelry store. Don't you think that was a jewelry store or like a watch store? Oh, yeah, because
there's like a display window thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just think about how...
Or maybe this is the succulent place.
Infinite succulents?
Maybe.
I don't know. That doesn't look like it could hold infinite anything. But think about how good we're going to get at describing what stores might have been, because we'll become mall experts.
Okay, well, what do you think this like black lacquered onyx looking storefront that goes way back and has sort of a black and white tile floor? What do you think this was?
Well, I think they sold exclusively Nagel art and prints. It was a Nagel gallery.
It looks like there's a little stage in there.
Yeah. See, wouldn't you like to rent this out? It's our mall walking headquarters, and we do podcast recordings in there. We do little Super Ego shows where two of the four of us could fit on that stage.
And the rest of us have to stay home.
Yeah, but we sub each other out.
Okay. Wait. Oh, look. There's a little... it says fun rides. Do you see the little... this is just sort of where like mall...
Oh, yeah.
Goes, because there's placards.
Right.
There's...
This is mallwares.
This is where malls come to buy mall
This is
items.
A store where they sell things like don't...
Like wet floor
yeah,
signage.
Wear a piso mojado.
Yeah.
There are a lot of little child... What do you call these? Like a little...
Amusement rides?
Yeah.
But that just kind of like go up and down and back and forth?
Rock, yeah.
All right. So that's two storefronts... Two women's clothing stores and two empty storefronts and
children's orthodontics. Now, this place looks vibrant.
I guess you can get orthodontics as an adult.
We're already to the anchor store at 1A, and that's a Macy's that is under some kind of major rain damage construction. When we were here a couple weeks ago, the roof was missing. Now it seems like some of it's back.
But look at these brown splotchy ceiling panels.
Yeah.
Clearly this mall cannot keep water out.
That ceiling looks like when you take the covers off your great aunt's bed and just look at the mattress. Now,
your great aunt who sweats a lot.
Sweats urine.
Oh, yeah.
And other things.
I mean,
we went into Macy's last time and we're going to do it again because it gets, the farther in you go, the darker it gets and the lonelier it gets.
It's like a haunted house, Matt, and I don't know that I have it in me to go in there again.
No, think about it. A haunted department store. How great is that?
That sounds awful.
And there's like this old career salesman from the 50s who comes to you in a suit and says like...
Looking for a pair of dungarees?
Yeah. I haven't made a sale in 80 decades. Now we're passing what I think is the real thing keeping this mall alive. You want to tell us about this,
This is
Mark?
Fitness 19.
And so-called probably because they're open 19 hours a day, we figured.
But maybe not. It is massive.
It really is.
It truly is huge. And I don't know what this might have been beforehand.
Fitness 24 and it got demoted.
Fitness 12 and they expanded.
Now we're talking.
A lot of people in here. A lot of fitness going on.
Yeah.
Very busy for midday on a, what day is it, Monday?
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. So we got people trying to get their heart rates up and get their muscles moving and their Mark, joints flexing.
Which protagonist from 80s film was named Gloria Mundy? Who played her? And what was the movie? You have 5 seconds. Five,
this feels like a James
four,
Bond.
Three, two,
I don't know.
One. It was Goldie Hawn in Private Benjamin.
Oh, how
no,
nice.
Wait.
It wasn't?
It was Foul Play.
Okay.
Which one?
You didn't get it right. That whole time Matt was asking me about that, we were walking past Fitness 19.
That's right. I had to kill the time.
It looks like
it's
a good,
that long.
It looks like a good place to work out. There's
looks
a lot of people
clean.
Who look fit. They're doing their best. The New Year's resolutions are sticking with these folks here at Fitness 19.
That's right. Now,
this is a yarmulke. No, this is a
menorah. Yeah.
A yarmulke is a hat. This is
a menorah.
A menorah.
Yeah.
My brain lapsed for 1 second because there was a security guard who was taking photos of us with a phone.
We have to mention, especially last time, of the two of us, you're the one that's, you get a little nervous about going into stores.
There's nothing I want conflict about, but especially not this.
Did you notice that security guard though? And I don't mean we could even take him physically. I don't think he's going to be a problem.
Okay. But I'm like, I have a plan if we do get confronted.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is it?
We're working on dialogue for a screenplay about malls.
About people walking in a mall?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Because then it's not like we're doing this thing that's going to go out in the world and it's a podcast.
It's recorded just for us.
Yeah, we're trying to get natural dialogue for a script.
Let's take a run at that.
You want to make a script about mall walking?
Yeah,
we got to get some malls under our belt before we decide we want to make...
Well, let's just see. We can do it later and see how we've improved.
Okay.
So is the movie that we're writing about people who mall walk, or they're just in a mall and there's other things going on?
This feels
in the
like
movie?
A lot like adaptation of just, this is a movie about
the podcast, the mall walking.
Podcast when it, about,
I mean, they made an HBO series out of The Last of Us. Why couldn't they make a major motion picture about mall walking?
First. What are we looking at here, Matt?
Hold on. We got to do a quick scene.
Okay.
This is the major motion picture adaptation of Mall Walking, the first episode, which is actually the second.
Is this a limited series? Is this a film?
It's a film.
It's a film.
We're watching it right now at Sundance.
And we're standing still in the mall. We're not actually walking while
we can mall walk in place.
Do you want to walk in place?
All right. Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Well, Tim, I'm pretty fat right now and my back hurts and I'm having fitness problems.
Don't worry because we're mall walking, buddy. And if you walk the length of Fitness 19, you lose 19 pounds.
Great. How's the career? I heard you got demoted.
Yeah, she passed away.
Yeah.
My wife, career?
That's right.
How's your whip?
She's non-existent.
Hey, do you think they'll give us the Sundance Award for this movie that we're in?
If they don't, Moon Sit will.
Is that another movie or another?
That's another film festival. Sundance and Moon Sit.
Okay. And that's our movie, friends.
We're standing in front of an empty storefront. The gate is up or down.
And the jig is up. Let me tell you about this
There's
place.
There's damaged ceiling panels here as well.
Well, that's just given in any store here, Mark.
And we're looking at Santa's Candy Court.
Yeah, so this is clearly where they had Santa for mall patrons. Now, Amanda and I last minute wanted to get a picture with our daughter, Glenn.
How
with
last
Santa.
Minute? After Christmas?
No. It was 11:59 on December 24th.
Okay. I mean, that's last minute.
We went to the website whereissanta.com where you could check which malls have Santa and are there things
available.
And
that's how you found this?
This one's not registered on there.
Are you
kidding? We would have come here if that was the case because Santa Anita, the Americana, the Glendale Galleria.
Lots of these malls.
Those Santas were booked.
Yeah.
2.5 hour wait if you could even get one.
Oh, boy.
Forget it, right? But here we could have come.
Here we could have come.
Yeah.
Well, it's now open until December 28th, so clearly it's closed. But they didn't take it down, and they didn't put anything away. There's a photo backdrop. There's a lot of Christmas trees.
Oh, interesting. A lot of ornaments. You could get a picture with Santa after Christmas?
That's probably...
smart.
Well, I was thinking the 25th was a Sunday this year. Why did they go into the week?
Unless you want it for your Christmas card.
For next year?
But then your kid will be too small.
Yeah, your kid's going to grow. Another Christmas tree here in a shop window.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt. Massage.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
This is literally a massage parlor because it's kind of, the facade is shaped like a parlor.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of options here for the menu. Chair massage, foot reflexology, combo massage.
I mean, sometime we come in here, we get a foot massage during the podcast. There are two gentlemen in there. Bored, yeah, on their phones.
They're on their phones.
Yeah.
They should be out here drumming up business.
All right. Now, this place.
Just like this place.
We have to talk about this. Okay. This is Salad Master.
Who?
And if you were
the Batman villain?
If you were to look at it and didn't know it was called Salad Master, you would think, oh, fine silverware and serving dishes. This place has a gate over it, like the bars are down. It's by appointment only, but it's all lit up. When I was
here. It looks open. Comparatively to other shops here.
Well, I think maybe they've got people coming in. But listen, I was here a week before you and I did our initial run on this mall.
Yeah.
Glenn went up and started banging on the gate, and a little kid came out of the back door with no pants as if to answer the call for another child. I don't know what's going on here.
Also, I'm just looking. I'm counting maybe half a dozen pots, pans, a fondue set. Over on the wall here, roasters, electric woks, but this place is called Salad Master. You don't need any of these things to make a salad. I guess maybe if you're going to like hard boil an egg for your salad, or you were going to make, you know, a protein source that needed to be roasted.
I think you're missing your...
There's no... These are not implements I think of when I think of... I think of a strainer to clean off your lettuce.
Excuse me?
Your lettuce.
Language? Oh.
And you could chop up some vegetables. There's nothing here that you need to make a salad.
You're missing the point. What? You could go in here and do mall walking, but it's W-O-K-I-N.
I did miss that point, and I apologize to you and yours this holiday season.
It's quite all right. Here's a vacant optometrist with giant power outlets on the floor that extend so far above the floor, it has to be a hazard.
Yes, these are... like electrical boxes just sticking out of the floor. But the optometrist is no longer here.
That's
too bad. You used to be able to get a transitions lens here. No longer.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Matt.
Oh, no.
All right. Well.
Okay. This is somewhere we went the first time. It's called Simply Vapor, but I was insistent that it be called Gape and Vaping because it's the largest vape store you'll ever see.
This place is basically as big as Fitness 19.
You're not kidding.
This is a huge store.
There's a handwritten sign that says, "Sorry, but due to being short-staffed, we will be closed until Wednesday. Any questions?"
Right, you want me to take a picture of that? I don't want to get the phone. I'll have to blur out the phone number.
Well, they might want to call and get some gape and vaping. We even talked to an employee here who was so nice. That's too bad.
What did she say? Get the Elf Bar. I do remember that. I can see it right here on this sign. This was the big hit in the vape community is Elf Bar.
And is that a vape cartridge or an actual bar?
Should we get jobs here?
Please bring your resume.
I'm not sure I could work at a vape store. I don't know anything about it. I'd never done it.
Have you ever vaped marijuana?
I don't think... not... I mean, if I did, I borrowed somebody else's.
Yeah.
I never did it myself. I don't own any... accoutrement. See, you got nervous when that security guy went by. And I was cool as a goddamn cucumber.
I didn't get nervous. I just noticed that he just couldn't care less. This is the third security person to walk by us that not only are they not worried, they're not even curious as to what we're doing.
Tim, if we don't win this mall walking competition.
Save it for the Macy's, friend.
But I'm just going back to our screenplay real quick just to make sure that they know recording dialogue.
Yeah.
Here's you never listen to me, man.
Listen.
Doesn't that belong in a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are about to approach, I think this is going to be a run of sorts that's tough to beat, and it's only our first episode in its diversity. Hold on. Excuse me.
Okay.
It goes Salad Master, Broken Automatrist,
former optometrist,
Gapin' Vapin',
Simply Vapor,
to Jesus the Healer International Ministry, and then a Taekwondo place.
Yeah, it doesn't get... This is a mall like no other.
If you could get that that religious icons woodworking store up here, we'd really be in business. We'll get to that in a little bit.
You're spoiling it. Yeah. Security guard number 4 just coming by. Jesus the Healer, big retail location, and lots of seats in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do church Sunday, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. You ever go to afternoon church?
Afternoon to church.
3 p.m. church.
Yeah, that's weird.
I thought the whole idea was get in there and do it in the morning and get it over
and
with.
And go to breakfast.
Yeah, go have some
Go see a movie. Yeah. Well, this is Jesus the Healer.
Anything else you need to say about it?
Well, the fourth sign security on one. The store out storefront is literally made of styrofoam, the letter. So
But they look cut well.
Yeah, I think that's laser cut styrofoam with the foam core facing.
You think they did their own paint job on it? It's red and then white.
Yeah.
Red, Jesus the Healer, white, International Ministry.
Jesus the Jailer.
How many nations do you have to be international?
I think 2.
That's it?
Yeah.
That word, I feel like that means a lot of nations, but it really doesn't. It just means
more
2.
Than one, two interchangeable.
Have we ever done this podcast in another nation? I don't think we have. We've done Super Ego in a different nation. That's an international podcast.
That's right.
We did it in England, too. So that's maybe one more than this church.
Could very
well
be.
Does this church have another location?
It has a sister spot in Luxembourg.
Christmas tree still up, by the way. Merry Christmas, January 23rd.
I don't know anybody's been in here for quite some time. Jesus the Healer needs to heal Jesus the Healer.
It seems to me that that's a very cost prohibitive church situation.
Why?
For the church. Maybe I'm using the words cost prohibitive wrong.
What do you
wrong.
Think the They're rent spending, goes for here?
I think it's got to be astronomical.
Are you kidding me?
You think you can just get in here and do whatever you need to do?
In 5 minutes, you could be a lessee on one of these storefronts for probably $750 a month.
No way.
Look at this place. They can't keep anybody open.
That's true. And then there's really nobody shopping. I mean, I guess...
See, that's what I'm saying. We rent one of these storefronts and we write off the expense as a loss. We claim a loss on Pistol Shrimps Radio because otherwise we're making money hand over fist on this thing.
Where are we now, Matt?
We're at Salim Taekwondo. And when I came here with Glenn, she absolutely charged the mat and tried to get in on a match.
She's a brawler. She's a bruiser.
She is. When Amanda and I hug, she comes up and separates us and goes, no.
Oh, really?
Yes.
She's pulling for a separation here? Is that?
She doesn't like anyone touching mommy.
Oh, is that what it is?
Including daddy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
If she only knew how she showed up in this place. She'll figure it out. We're at the other end of the mall.
Yeah, we're at the Target.
It is wild, though, that there is Salad Master and a dead optometrist. Well, the optometrist might still be alive, but the store is gone. Vapor, Jesus,
Gapin'
Taekwondo.
Vapin'. That's what I'm saying. That's going to be a run of stores that's tough to beat, don't you think? You can't.
There is no other mall that has this.
We'll see. We're going to find out.
We are going to find out. What if it's identical in another mall?
Somewhere in the world. We're at the, we're a quarter way through the mall. We are at the 3 o'clock position.
Sure. Target.
I guess we're more than a quarter. I can't do the math. We're 3/4 through the top.
Yeah.
And that's the Target anchor store.
Also, Matt.
Yeah.
I just think it's important to mention that at this Taekwondo studio, at one point in the life of this mall, I bought shoes there. It was a shoe store.
Seriously?
Yep.
Oh.
I definitely walked out of this Target and went, I need some shoes. I see a shoe store. I bought shoes, but not anymore.
Were they Taekwondo shoes?
No, it was not a Taekwondo place. So
I see.
Here we are, T-Mobile.
Now, this is about the only recognizable chain other than a Jollibee, maybe? And the anchor stores, of course.
Do you want to try to win a prize playing this arcade game called Keymaster.
Of Gozer?
I'm willing to give it a shot. Let's just see if I can win an Xbox, okay? $2 a play, no problem.
How much do you want to bet there's not even a Switch or an Xbox in that thing? Because they know it won't be given. You're going to put $2 into that thing and you're paying with your Apple Watch, man. The future is now.
I don't
now.
Think it's going to work. I'm trying. Do you have to activate it? Oh, this is not going to work. I'm maybe not willing to do this.
No, I don't think it's worth your time.
Because I don't even know how it works.
The house always wins. The Keymaster always wins.
You've got a point, Matt.
Now, here's a little art nook. Little Master's Dream of Tomorrow at Eagle Rock Plaza, featuring work from After School Arts and Imagine Studio. I sound like a parade commentator.
I mean, that's partially what this is. Only we are the parade. We are walking
good
around.
Point. Commenting on the audience.
Yeah, it'd be like if the goddamn marching band from Alabama or whatever is like, look at that lady in the front row. What a coat.
No, it's like they're sitting in the bleachers and then there's just a row of parked floats and we walk down the street talking about what we see. It's a reverse parade. Here's Community Corner where it's time for a selfie.
Oh, hey, Matt, by the way, just we're walking so slowly that my Apple Watch doesn't think we're walking anymore.
Seriously?
Yes.
It asked you
to... Yeah, it's like, hey, do you want to continue your workout or you want to end it?
Did it say, hey, fatty, take a step?
Oh, no, we're still going. We're still going, but it did sort of say, hey, I'm not sensing any movement from you, ding dong.
Yeah. Let's get a selfie because the Eagle Rock Plaza has a selfie station.
And this is it right here.
It also has a sign that says Safar.
Safar?
Look.
Oh, it might be from the C-F-E-A-E-R.
At Eagle Rock. Consumer Federation.
Let me get that Safar in there.
You know what I think about mall walking?
What's that?
Safari so goody. Now, Tango Cellular, bold move being this close to T-Mobile, but... doing pretty well, it looks like.
There's always someone in here, Matt. The two times I've walked by, there's always a customer, and that's more than you can say for most stores here.
That's right, my friend. We are back to the entrance with the Beauty Brow Bar that's got inspirational quotes that revolve around brows. Let's go down the escalator.
You sure you don't need cash from either Wells Fargo or Bank of America? There are two ATMs at your disposal.
This mall's got everything.
Are you ready? Before we go downstairs, is there anything else from the top floor that you need to bring up?
I'm good.
We're going to end up right back here to end this thing.
Riding those sweet massage chairs.
This is maybe the halfway point.
Hacking COVID all over them earlier.
Oh, yeah. 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 Well, we're at the halfway point. Are you ready to ride down the escalator?
And you know what we do when we ride the escalator.
What's that? Oh, go ahead, sir. Sorry about that.
Unless you want to be part of this.
I don't want to deter anybody from spending money here. What do we do, Matt?
We sing an escalator song.
You got it. You want to start it or you want me to start it? You start it.
We're going down just like Bruce Springsteen when he's in town. He's going down, 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 down.
There's a contract killer that's going to kill him. I don't know if you've heard the rumors about Bruce Springsteen.
What?
Someone's hired him to get a hit put on him.
Well, he's got it coming.
Is that what you mean by down?
What? Oh, put him down?
He's going down like...
Oh, no, no.
Welcome to the second half of Mall Walking. We got to go... You want to go to the door and then just do the kind of the same...
I say we start right here and then we'll come around. Well, I think we got to end at this place because remember, this was a gold mine.
Yeah.
And this is open this time. So that's big.
Yeah, that's scary.
Except it's oddly gated.
I feel like I do have some trepidation about talking about people's businesses when they're right in front of me.
Well, as long as they can't hear. And we might be saying positive things.
Now, I'm never disparaging. It's got to be impossible to run a business.
100%.
Of any kind.
I agree. Tell it to my folks. They ran a Conroy's Flowers until they didn't.
We just walked by Daniel's Jewelers without even saying anything about it.
Yeah.
If you need some jewelry, head to Daniel's Jewelers. They're probably going to be just as good as any jewelry place.
Sure. And they have one of those. I don't know if you've seen these of late. It's usually it's a silhouette of a woman that has a projection of, I believe it's like a woman saying, hey, come on in the store. But it's really weird.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like a virtual digital video assistant thing that is in the shape of a human being.
Except this one's not working. So it's just a white silhouette of a woman wearing a vinyl skirt. and nothing else.
And no helpful. No helpful, Matt. No helpful.
No helpful. Now,
this is a red store that used to be here.
Yeah. What do you think this was? Ice cream creamery?
This does look food related. Yeah. This might be the succulent place. Just going to put it out there. Mm. I'm also going to point out this right here, Matt. You have classic pull handles on the door, but you don't pull this door open. You push it. This is the wrong handle for this door. This stuff drives me crazy.
I could see where you would get upset about that.
That makes me so mad. Yeah. Don't do this. Put the right handle on your door. Help people out. I bet every single day someone's pulling on this door. It's like the Amazon Whole Foods app. You ever use that, Matt? You ever shop at Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Well, there's an app where you can kind of get the sale price.
Yeah.
And there's a QR code.
Yeah.
The reader is trash. It never works.
I'm sorry, buddy.
The guy that I was helping me with my groceries the other day, he goes, you got to kind of hold it at an angle and do this. And I said, yeah, I bet you tell that to every single person. He goes, you have no idea.
And then I
saw the sadness in his eyes.
Well, I could see the sadness in your eyes. I could see you're struggling with this. I'm sorry.
Let's fix this.
Okay.
This is fixable stuff.
Would you say in relation to the second story, the first floor is hopping down here?
A lot of action down here, probably because there's a lot of food.
Yeah, this is where...
There isn't a food court, though, Matt. I think of a mall, I think of a food court.
Well, kind of. Everything's in a row. The food's in a row.
Well, there's a very... We got to go around the corner to get the very special food.
We'll get to that. But right now, we're at the Dollar King.
A lot of sunglasses.
Do you think there's a Dollar Queen? I hope he's happy.
You think there's a Dollar Earl?
I mean, I'm just saying, I hope the Dollar King has a nice... queen or another king.
I don't want to go in here, but the aisles are cosmetics, candy and snacks, seasonal, arts and crafts. Then there's more aisles in the back.
That's all you need. And there's
if I can get a parka ATM. For a dollar, that's a good deal.
You think that's a dollar?
Isn't that the idea of these stores is that everything's a dollar?
Why isn't every one of these stores running a huge screen of the guy from RoboCop going, I'd buy that for a dollar?
Copyright.
Yeah, but no one's checking this place. Okay, Evangeline Giron Incorporated Income Tax. Seems like a weird time to be closed.
Office hours, Matt, are Tuesday through Saturday. They're closed on Mondays.
I see.
They got to have a weekday to do their bank.
Look, Matt, look. Now look at this, Mark.
Another sign, push.
And they're really clear on this because it's a picture of a man.
There's two push things on this
picture
door.
Of a man.
And a please use other door.
There's a high barrier of entry. These people don't want idiot clients. They want people that can figure out a riddle.
But also there's a high barrier of entry just that you're in this mall.
There's literally a high barrier of entry in that this door is tough to open.
And they're not open.
Right.
The door is locked.
That's a really high barrier of entry. Oh, are you getting excited?
Why?
Because we're one store away from the haunted Macy's.
And it's not really even a store. It's an armed forces career recruiting center that seems to have no door. Oh, that's the door. Okay.
But is it open or closed?
I'm not going in there. I don't want to join the military. I'm in my mid-40s, Matt. If you want to talk to somebody, you have to call this talent scout.
Talent scout?
There's a business card tucked in the door.
Talent scout?
And a QR code if you wanted more information on the World Wide Web.
I'm in the United States Marines karaoke squad, and I was drafted at the Eagle Rock Plaza Mall because of my rendition of Aces High by Iron Maiden's band. Okay, can I say a few words about this Macy's?
Okay.
We're looking at the vestige of a classic department store, which I have a huge obsession with. These are some square porcelain tiles that I goddamn guarantee you we're looking at original tiling from probably
the 50s or 60s.
This parquet, real wood floor that is so worn down. And then look at this wine dark red carpet.
Yeah.
It just hides so many bloodstains. Okay. There's some original marble facing there. Now, this place is amazing too because... Department stores in the 80s started getting rid of toy departments. This one has a Toys R Us branded toy department.
Well, yeah, because every Toys R Us closed.
And then just suddenly popped up in a destitute
Macy's. What were they going to do with all those toys?
Good point.
It's still a business. You have brand recognition with Toys R Us. Name another toy store. KB? Is that it?
KB. Vicky's Toy Town from when I was a kid, which reminds me of this place because the further you went in, the darker it would get and the more you had to dare to do it.
I hate it in here.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go visit where we went last time, which is the Holmes home collection, which gets so dark and desolate, you can't remember that you're in a store.
There is an entrance to daylight out there.
Yeah, but not where we're going.
There, but I'm saying, like, I don't recall that from last time. I'm noticing different things. Matt, we might just have to walk this mall every time.
Why is that? Just because there's newer things?
Yeah, we'll discover something new every single time.
Yeah.
All right. We just went from like kids' clothes to couches.
Yeah.
It's rare, I think, for a department store anymore to have this sort of furniture department.
Yeah, because this is real estate. But what's crazy is there's like sectional sofas, but also cash registers that you can only approach from behind. So it feels like, are we in the store anymore or are we backstage? Stage somehow.
Backstage?
Well, in the theater of life.
Putting on a production?
Mark, we've reached a place we got there last time and we have to. This is where we have a little break. We have a seat on a sectional.
How's it going, Matt? How do you feel?
I feel pretty good.
Are we still recording?
Let's check.
How's the audio sounding?
It's sounding fine.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Now we're facing a faux brick wall that's been painted over.
It's gray.
Welcome to a new segment of mall walking on the first episode, a brand new segment.
It's called
Wall Mocking. Hey, dumb bricks. What's the matter? Can't be a floor.
Adobe, more like a no.
Brick and mortar, more like Rick and Morty.
Do you think that's why that show is called that?
I think so.
It feels like a stretch. God, look at that bed over there. I bet I could take a nap right now. Oh.
Do you think you could peacefully sleep in this store?
No, someone would come and get you. The guy over there. There's a guy over there.
Yeah, he said there's an employee. And then remember we went around the corner and went backstage. There's a little curtain that hides a giant lady.
You got to come down here.
Let's just see if that's changed.
I don't think it's changed, Matt. That was wall mocking.
That was
the whole segment.
Brought to you by Dole. Okay, there's this curtain section.
Don't go in there because there might be a Macy's.
There's that gal. Will you take a picture of me opening the curtain here and you can see that large gal back there, lady gal?
Got it, Matt.
All right. Remember, we also did a quiz on how much is this art.
See, now I feel like we're doing a recap show of the show that nobody ever heard except for you and I.
The people are already asking for it.
Are they?
Yeah. Look at this crown molding. That's oak. And it's falling apart. And then they put track lighting cut through the crown molding. This is crazy.
I mean, they might have put the molding up over. Well, I wouldn't know. You would know more than me.
No. Okay,
there's people. Yeah. I want to go the other way.
That's fine.
I guess look at this massive parking lot where there's no one parked.
Yeah, I'm not even aware that parking lot exists. Yeah. Hello. How are you? How are you?
Are you going to help out yourself?
Just fine. Thank you. Hi. Mark, you can't run when I want to talk to someone. It makes them suspicious.
I don't want to talk to them.
But that guy was fine to talk to me.
No,
and he saw you go stand in the corner like someone from Blair Witch Project.
I just kept walking. I didn't do anything.
He walked like this, like, oh, God.
Yeah, because I don't want to talk to that guy. He looked mean.
He wasn't mean. He was more afraid of us than we were of him. Let's go to the toy department.
Okay, you love this. You love a Toys R Us.
You know, Toys R Us is okay. It's more than I want the nostalgia of like the department store, like Mervyn's in my Whitwood Mall, which, rest in peace, man.
R.I.P.
Although it is a giant strip mall now, and I know that's contentious, but they had a Broadway, a Mervyn's, and a JCPenney's, and all three of them had toy departments.
You're lucky because I bought a lot of my sort of G.I. Joe toys.
Yeah.
Those were purchased at More For Grocery Store.
Really?
More for your money. There was a toy aisle in the grocery store.
But grocery stores would have cheap toys usually. They had G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah. And I'd hit up my parents.
Yeah.
You had to do it right. You had to kind of go like.
What was your method?
They were right by the cash registers.
Smart.
So when they were in line, I'd just go, like, I'm just going to go check out the toys. And then I'd be like, this one's only $6 or whatever. And I would always, you know, it's like, you got to take your shot.
Yeah.
What's the worst that my mom's going to say? No. She did sometimes, but other times I'd get a barbecue figurine.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy. All orange.
All orange.
Yeah.
Fully orange. This is a lot of Barbie stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, we're just... No, we're just doing a little script research. Is that okay?
Okay.
We're not. It's not for broadcast or anything.
I guess I thought they said recording video.
Oh, just audio.
Oh, okay.
Well, we could leave. We don't have to do it here. Is that? We're doing a recording for a film we're making, so we're recording about dialogue walls that we can write down. We're not, you know, talking necessarily about Macy's or anything like that. Gotcha. Okay. Well, we can step out.
Yeah, we don't mind.
Yeah, we'll step out. Hi. It's just for a little script we're writing that we're recording dialogue. It's not about Macy's or anything, but we'll step out. Okay. That's okay. Love you.
They have nothing to do, Matt. They have nothing to do.
That's funny. Last time we were here, no one cared. This time, three of the nicest, sweetest people descended on us like locusts.
You can't do this. This is my biggest concern about mall walking.
Now we have a new segment.
I'm just trying to keep to myself.
We have a new segment
called How Long Can We Stay In Here Before They Kick Us Out? Physically?
Which Macy's will kick us out and which Macy's won't?
They're all going to want to kick you out.
If this Macy's is on us, imagine what South Coast Plaza Macy's is going to do.
It's not like I signed an NDA when I came in here. Do you know what I mean? It's not like I said, hey, right. I
don't see that posted anywhere.
I mean, maybe it's posted somewhere. It's help stop the spread of germs, 6 foot distance, our health and safety standards. I mean, they probably don't love it that you're recording in there. You know who else probably doesn't love that you're recording? Valerio's Tropical Bake Shop.
I don't know. Let's give them some business. Maybe they're cool with it, and we should tell people to come down to Valerio's Tropical Bake Shop.
My heart screw Macy's. Racing.
Really?
I just don't want anybody like that. They don't get paid enough to deal with jokers like us.
Yeah, we really gave them a hard time.
No, we didn't. But we could have.
No, Mark, you're the rules guy, and I'm the rebel.
Did you like, though, that I had my plan and it totally worked?
Yeah, that was flawless.
Because you had to say it.
But it also, they don't understand that. We should just say we're recording a podcast about retail favorites.
But they wouldn't like it.
You're right.
Yeah, this is for our own personal use.
Yeah.
On the internet. Well, we've really just blown past an abandoned espresso stand, a cell phone repair place.
But let's talk about what I think is the most popular draw in this entire mall. And that's Seafood City Supermart.
What?
What do you mean?
Say it again.
Seafood City Supermart.
One more time?
Seafood City Supermart.
Are you saying Supermart or Supermarket?
Supermarket.
It's a supermarket in a mall.
Yeah.
This reminds the supermarket is odd in that it is not a typical supermarket.
Oh, but this is a very popular supermarket. I've heard of it before. It's a Filipino supermarket. And as you can see, it's hopping. And I think you can get delectables and delights that you can't get elsewhere.
That's right. I did take a picture in there earlier when Matt was buying an apple, a little peek behind the curtain of this magical placenta herbal soap with coconut oil.
Whose placenta?
I don't know, but that is a product you can buy in Supermarket City, the seafood market.
And what species is placenta?
I don't know. It says coconut or orange or sunflower. Maybe that's just the name of it. I don't know. But that's a product you can buy here, and we'll post a picture of that on the Pistol Shrimp's Instagram account.
You betcha we will.
There's just a full produce department practically barreling out of the front door and into the mall.
This is mall walking, man. We're living. This is living.
All right. I feel like I shook off the Macy's assault.
You ready to get back in there?
Yeah. Wait, to Macy's?
Yeah.
No, I'm Come not on. Bothering those
let's,
poor people.
Let's go through one more time.
No way.
Please.
No. Matt, where are we now?
We're at the Chow King Meaty Asado Siopa store.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
This looks like food you could eat.
Here, you can also eat there and then immediately buy a plot at Forest Lawn from this kiosk that no one is attending.
Considering the food might stop your heart, is that what you're trying to say?
I guess.
I mean, that is a massive meal that you can get
Do you think Wetzel is a person? Because we've got a Wetzel's Pretzels Mid-Island
kiosk. It does have an apostrophe S, which tells me yes, that is a person.
I wonder who Wetzel is.
What do you think Wetzel's first name is?
Pretzel.
Pretzel Wetzel is the person's name?
Pretzel Wetzel's Pretzels.
A human being's name is Pretzel.
Yeah. Pretzel Wetzel.
Do you actually, truly, do you think there is a human being 100% named Pretzel?
There's a human being named Groovy Nipples Palikas.
What?
One of the members of Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention is named Vito Palikas, and he has a daughter named Groovy Nipples Palikas and a son named Freakus Palikas.
I like Freakus Palikas. That's good.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to... Imagine if you had to fill out a police report or something. What's your name? Groovy Nipples Palikas.
Hold on.
Can I see some ID?
Yeah, hold on. We get a lot of those. Now, here we are at a very special place. This was a big hit for us last time, and if you listened to the last episode,
you didn't, because it's impossible.
We'll see. This is called Holy Branch of Olive, and it's not an olive oil store. The subtitle is, by the way, this is all written, no shit, in Indiana Jones Adventure font. Products awesomely made in the Holy Land. It's wood carvings of religious ephemera.
Yeah, let's take a look at what we got in here. There's some Stars of David. There's a manger nativity set. There's some prayer hands.
There's a baby sleeping in just wings.
There's crosses of several different styles.
That looks like the cross of Coronado from Last Crusade. Maybe that's why they have the Indiana Jones font.
Do you want to go over your Indiana Jones concerns from the last episode that no one heard?
Well, no, but I will say this, that we've long teased on James Bonding we would do Indiana Jonesing, and we're going to do it for a 5-episode run.
Well, that's because there's only 5 movies?
Yeah. So the first one's coming out soon. Matt and Paul and I went to see Raiders last night at the Look Lie Down Theaters in Glendale.
How fast did you fall asleep?
I didn't.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I can't go to those places. I fall asleep. It doesn't matter what the movie is.
No, you can't beat Raiders. It's only an hour and 45 minutes compared to today's.
That's
like
an hour and 30 minute nap for me.
Oh, man. You can't get a movie under 2.5 hours these days. It's so nice to watch a movie that just clips, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, this is a very threatening sign that's on the Holy Branch of Olive store. Closed January 22nd and 23rd. See you on January 24th.
Like you will be here.
Like if you read it that way.
Yeah.
A lot of art in here.
Still some Christmas trees up.
Yep. Sometimes, you know, there are stores that it's Christmas year round. There's one in Iceland. Yeah. There's one in Stillwater, Minnesota.
There's one in Boston.
There's one where?
Boston. I couldn't tell you where, but I've been there.
Isn't there one in Lake Arrowhead or Big Bear? Like, isn't there a Christmassy thing somewhere in Santa's a California mountain town?
Santa's Village.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's a sushi place.
Sushi. Now, we win it. Matt, I don't want to talk to the straight clips lady again.
Let's see if she's here.
Of course she's here. This is her business.
Oh, look. She remembered.
We're in straight clips.
Hi again.
You know what happened?
How are you? I forgot to ask you last time. What? Oh, sorry to disturb you.
You're getting your hair cut. You don't need us in here.
Tell us your name again.
Cynthia Luna.
This is Cynthia. We're at Straight Clips. We spoke to you last week. Last week we had a technical malfunction, so we're back again.
It didn't
again.
Get recorded.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I'm glad you're back.
It's nice to be here. And listeners, you should come down to Straight Clips, get your hair cut from Cynthia.
Get yourself a haircut. Get your hair washed.
By far the friendliest person in this entire mall.
Thank you. I get that a lot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, those Macy's goons booted us out of there. They're like, get out. You can't record in here.
And you know what? My customers are also the nicest people.
Hi, what's your name? Your hair is soaking wet and you're lying back in a shampooing basin. You're very vulnerable.
What's your name? Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, did you expect this to happen to you today?
Yeah, and I'm so happy to be under Cynthia's care.
We'll leave you alone. We'll let you get your hair washed in peace. I know that this is a private thing, and here we are.
It's very private, Matt.
Yes.
What an invasion of privacy this is.
This is a podcast called Mall Walkin'.
We walk around malls.
But it's actually a podcast called Pistol Shrimps Radio. That's where you find it. I know it's super clear. And
no questions.
Maybe we'll see you again.
Thank you. Yes. Come back. Visit us anytime.
Thank you very much. Bye
maybe,
now.
Maybe you get a haircut sometime, Matt.
Oh, we could do it on the podcast.
I can't get a haircut. I don't have any.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you. Cash only, Matt.
Yeah.
All right. That is Straight Clips, a business that I sort of questioned. Is it? It rhymes with Great Clips, which is a national haircutting chain.
Great Clips?
Great Clips.
Never heard of that.
Great Clips is sort of a national chain. Is it? What if you have curly hair? You can't go here.
No.
And I don't want to ask Cynthia about this stuff because maybe.
Well, you want to go ask the Macy's people?
Yeah, let's talk to them.
Okay.
Straight. It's just a name that it sticks with me. It haunts me a little bit. Straight Clips.
It's conjures something, but it's so vague it leaves you scratching your head. That's like that store, haircutting place, Side Bangs, which then I learned was an actual haircutting term.
Matt, let me ask you something.
Sure.
Do you have 3 hours and you need 180 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you head down to Time Exchange where you can exchange amounts of time for equal amounts of time? I think that's what this business is.
How do they make money?
I just make fun of anything called exchange because to me it means like a fair trade.
Oh, I see.
And my wife's first job was at a place called Soup Exchange. And I always say, like, did you have to sort of like barter French onion soup for chili or something like that?
You come in with a bisque, you leave with
a slip disc from how delicious the food is. My wife hates it and she doesn't think it's funny, and I will never stop.
Yeah. Keep going.
What are we at now, Matt?
We're at Maya Island.
Maya
Island. This is a toy store. They've got Gundam figures in here, and they've got Funko Pops, and they've got some plushies.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, Matt.
What kind of Gundam are you going to get, Christina?
Should we get our wives Gundam
robots
for Valentine's Day?
I think so.
All right. Maybe we'll come back.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're rounding the bend into the end of this episode.
We're in the home stretch for sure.
This is LBC, a money exchange place, maybe.
Yes.
Seems like a bank.
Whatever it is, I'm sure it's predatory. There's the Target lower entry, and then we've got
back
another
at the other end of the mall.
Child riding
far away
thing.
From Macy's.
There's a four-wheel drive truck that says Alien Patrol.
It's not a real truck. It's a toy. It's like one of those kid bouncer things.
I got to tie a shoe.
Oh, somebody left their phone in the hot dog. Look, Matt. Should I take a picture?
We should take that to Lost and Found.
Do you think there's a Lost and Found? This is our lucky day, Matt. We have to find the security office.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me take a picture of the phone we just found.
Okay.
Here at the mall.
There's got to be a...
I have to add more coins.
To take a picture?
Okay.
Is this a trap?
Let's grab that phone. Do you want to grab it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see if we can find... Maybe
do you recognize... there's a picture on the phone. Do you recognize this person?
It looks like maybe someone's daughter. So
we've got...
Let's see. Maybe Cynthia can tell us if there's a...
Yeah, let's ask Cynthia.
We're going back into Straight
Clips. We got to walk in...
Hi, Cynthia. We're back.
Jocelyn, sorry.
We have a question. We found somebody's phone. Is there a lost and found in this mall?
Yes, there is. It's upstairs next to, up by the
right
elevator.
Right by the Target,
to
right?
To the right next to Target. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Good. I'm Helen.
Helen. Hi, Helen. You have a wonderful business here. You guys are just, you're making it happen.
We're going to find the shaggiest people we know and send them down here.
That's right.
You are.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you find the makeover on that
person. Wow. We sent Jocelyn down here.
Yeah, okay.
Right? We saw you earlier and we said you got to go down to Straight Clips.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, Matt, now our mall walk-in is less rambly and more
Samaritan-y.
Yeah, we got to help this person.
Yeah, let's go up the escalator.
Well, do you want to just catch these empty storefronts?
Let's do it quick in case the person's...
Oh, since we might have an active person in the mall. Fashion City, of course, the sign is dreadful.
The Y is way too high, should be dropped. And then we're
zooming past Wetzel's Pretzels. We're zooming past Jollibee.
Jollibee, I'm sorry we don't give you your fair due.
We're zooming past Forest Lawn where you could get a cemetery plot.
We have to come back down to talk about Custom Zone, though, because they have a mug that says what, like world's best mistress or something?
I think that's right.
And you can get signed Steve Cold Austin.
Steve scrubs. Cold Austin. It's literally Pete Bulch's Let's Call It a Draw trophy shop.
Yeah.
In a mall.
I forgot. I think we have to stay pretty close because of these.
Oh, if receivers. I get too far away, I have a limited distance.
So far, I haven't noticed any issue, but.
My watch does want to know if we're still working out.
Now this we're really moving. This is the
first time when we have a purpose, Matt, we can really move.
Yeah, this is good. We're getting fitness.
Oh, I'm getting out of breath.
Doesn't it feel good to do a good deed?
Yeah. I just hope that the security people don't yell at us again.
Oh, you again. They can't. We're actually coming to help.
Yeah, also, hi. We're the mall patrol.
We expect no reward under $500.
I think this is it, right? Yeah. Next to the elevator in the management office. Okay.
Yeah.
This is one of my least favorite parts of a mall.
Really? I like going backstage. You like the big, like this, yeah.
Because isn't there going to be a bathroom down here probably too?
Probably, or like rumpus room.
We've discovered something brilliant.
What?
All these pictures are from the history of the mall.
Oh, we're going to have to take a look at those.
Okay.
Okay. Hi. She's on the phone.
We have to wait.
Yeah.
Hi, we found a phone.
Hi. We found someone's phone on a toy on one of the little motorized toys out there.
They said bring it up here.
We're just doing a podcast that's unrelated, but we thought we'd bring it in. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's about walking different malls. Yeah, so we live nearby here. We thought we'd check it out. What's your name?
Amelia.
Nice to meet you. The podcast is called Mall Walkin', but it's really called Pistol Shrimps Radio. I know it doesn't make much sense.
It shouldn't make any sense.
It's a spinoff. Just on the Apple, Spotify, yeah. All the places. Look at Pistol Shrimps Radio. It'll show up there soon. Pistol Shrimps Radio. Mall Walkin'. Yeah. All right. Oh, good. Nice to meet you, and thank you for...
Thank you. I hope they find their phone.
Anything special you want to tell us about this mall? Anything we need to know?
Yeah, I'm not the good best person. No, I don't know.
All right.
We'll find it on our own.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, look, there's a picture of the original mall.
Is this the original mall? Oh.
What year did it open? Oh. Okay. 1973, that's the year I was born.
This mall is as old as you.
Wow. This mall is about to turn 50. Whoa. Do you know what day it opened? Oh. What's your name, sir?
My name's Steve.
Steve? Nice to meet you guys.
Have Thank a great you. Day.
Bye.
There are photos here in the hallway of lots of different, they've shot films here.
Oh, who's that? Look, there's a, what are they shooting here?
Something.
That's a car commercial?
Yeah, lots of commercial stuff. Let's just keep looking at. We got National Night Out. I'm not sure what National Night Out is. I've heard of it before.
Huh.
Just a beautiful picture of the main entrance here.
That looks recent.
Radio Disney did a hit here at the mall.
Whoa, look at that.
Lots of people dancing, hula hooping, feeling it. Another beautiful. This whole hallway is a gallery of the history of the Eagle Rock Plaza about to turn 50 years old.
Wow.
Look at that guy. Is that me on drums?
Is that me on mic? Please say no.
Terrific.
Speaking about mall events, when I was just a little guy at the Whitwood Mall, which was, I've mentioned before, yeah, the Whittier
yeah,
Mall.
Yeah.
It was called Whitwood. I lived a block from it. Okay. I would walk up there by myself all the time, go to Vicky's Toy Town, buy handcuffs. Long story. So they, after Star Wars, but before Empire Strikes Back, they did a promotional tour where Darth Vader and Boba Fett would walk through the mall.
So they've already done this, the thing we're doing now.
Yeah, but they weren't mic'd, right?
That you know of.
I'm pretty sure. I've seen it in documentaries, and I remember this happening, and I remember Darth Vader being about 5 feet tall.
That's not right.
No, but Boba Fett, Empire hadn't come out, so you're like...
Who the hell's this guy?
Yeah.
He's amazing. I think he's the guy I sent away some proof of purchases for that I'm going to get in about 12 years because it took so long as a kid all you wanted.
Yeah.
And then even then, he's not going to come with a shooting backpack.
This reminds me of like when the prequels came out and you could buy the toys ahead of time and you had no idea what you were buying or
what?
The Star Wars prequels.
Yeah, but when
there were toys available, but you didn't know if Samuel L. Jackson's character Mace Windu was a good guy or a bad guy.
I see.
He might have been like a genocidal maniac
or like a total pervert.
And you'd be like gladly buying these toys, just sight unseen, trusting that Star Wars isn't going to screw you over.
Mace Windu, intergalactic sex offender. And here he is, Jimmy. Look what I bought you.
I bought you the whole playset.
Odie Mandrell, known perv.
Look, I got you Kit Fisto's opium den.
And I got you Kit Fisted, the aftermath.
All right, we're headed back down to end things, I think.
That's right. I think we got to end.
There's
downstairs massage chairs too.
Well, you want to end? Well, they're occupied at the moment.
All of them?
We're going past custom zone.
Yeah.
There's a chain up. It's not very welcoming.
No, but then there's an open.
Just about anything customized.
They really want you to come in through the front here. So
world's best mistress is a mug that you can get here.
And there's Steve Cold Stone Austin. Signed scrubs.
Steve Cold Austin.
Steve Cold Austin.
You can get a shirt. It's got a Asian lady on it, and it just says picture on a shirt.
You can get a hat like David Strathairn wore and sneakers.
Yeah. Keep calm. I'm a princess. Okay. You really could get just about anything made here. License plate holders, stickers, t-shirts.
All right. We're looking at an AT&T store, a PNB Global Remit.
Now, the
Sequoia.
AT&T store feels... This feels like somehow because they're right next to the parking lot, this feels great to me.
Great.
If I needed to go to an AT&T store, I'd probably go here.
In and out.
Because I park here. Right. I know where to go.
Yeah.
We got J. Cute Nails.
J. Cute Nails. There's Sequoia nail Innovations. Never been open as far as I've seen.
What's Sequoia Innovations?
To pee with.
It's a what?
To pee with.
Jesus Christ.
Let's go up to those massage chairs and close this out. And then what we're going to do, we learned last time, is we're going to rate this mall.
Yep.
1 to 5 stores. Do you
not
see?
Not stars.
No. Let the audience put it together.
What if they couldn't? I'm trying to help.
Of course they couldn't. It's too dumb. Man, we did a good deed today. We saved someone's phone.
Yeah, we did two good deeds today.
Do you think, though, that Steve, the manager of this mall, is just like, I never saw a phone. What phone?
I never what?
Saw a phone. What phone?
Oh, you think he stole it?
I think Steve, he might have even put it there as bait.
I feel like Steve had some Macy's goon energy.
He did.
He was like, I'm not sure I love this.
Only because, what was her name? Cecilia?
Amelia.
Amelia was so nice.
Yeah.
Did Steve, he was diffused. But I think, Steve's.
Steve's like, I don't really love that you're doing this.
His instinct was, you guys are trouble.
Oh,
then he heard
they're cleaning the massage chairs. There's a custodial person cleaning off these
chairs.
That's
because that COVID guy was just oozing all over it earlier.
We did two good deeds today, Matt.
Yeah. What's our second?
We returned a phone to mall security.
Uh-huh.
And we were able to give the Macy's employees something to do because there's no...
No, but maybe that's why they were pissed because they were just like, you interrupted our absolute vampire slumber. We've been asleep for 13 years.
That guy was so... He was like getting off on the energy of like, I get to bust these dudes.
I know. Load us up, will you?
So this is $2 and $2.
Can you put mine in?
Oh, you want me to do it for you, honey?
Well, I'm holding money in mics here.
Yeah, it's complicated.
I got the money on my mics and mics on my money.
Matt, tell us where we are now.
We're at the top where we came in. We're sitting in some heavily used massage chairs.
These are massage chairs by Smart Cart, by the way.
Really?
First class seats by Smart Cart.
Okay, we did these last time and we ended up leaving. Hi, how are you?
Worse than we thought we would be.
Really regretted it. Did you put my money in?
I did, yeah. We're starting. 8 minutes, counting down.
Oh, here it goes. It's reclining now.
Okay, Matt.
This is how we close it out. Now, do you think we'd go to South Coast Plaza and find massage chairs? I don't think so. But they have a carousel.
They also have a Ruby's.
They do?
It's like a Johnny Rockets, but it's
no, Ruby's. I know what a Ruby's is, but they have a Ruby's at South Coast Plaza? Are you sure?
But it's on the... It's on. Well, see, we have to figure out what South Coast Plaza means.
Because
it's a large mall.
Well,
this is a good starter mall, wouldn't you say, Matt?
Oh, absolutely.
We're at the Eagle Rock Plaza. We're getting an 8-minute massage, and we're going to break down what we saw today.
And we're going to break down our muscle fiber. And
it kind of feels good. I worked out this morning, and it kind of... It's working for me today.
Really?
All right. Number one store in the mall for you, Matt.
Got to be Straight Clips.
Oh, yeah. Straight Clips. All star.
Cynthia, I don't think we're ever going to meet a more lovely person than Cynthia.
I don't think so either. If you need a haircut, go to her.
Yeah.
If you're in the Eagle Rock, what is happening? It's vibrating now, Matt. This is just sort of...
Let's say store highlight and low light. And that's a highlight because she does highlights because you could see from the dye running off of... Jaloris's, what was her name?
Janice? Her name was Jocelyn.
Jocelyn's neck. There was just dye running all down her neck into her clothes.
Is that true?
Kind of. But that was the highlight. They were wonderful.
I haven't had a haircut in a long time. I've had one in the last 20 years in a professional barbershop scenario. Oh, yeah. I'm like a 1 second behind you on the massage chain.
Yeah.
Because my dollar went in a little later.
Gotcha.
Squeezing my legs. My low light was Macy's.
Yeah.
Not a fan. What do you care if I have a microphone in your store?
I know. Come on.
Why do you care?
Eagle Rock Macy's, you know, there ain't nothing going on at Macy's that needs to be exposed. You don't need to worry. Unless, of course, there is. Wouldn't you hide something in plain sight in that Macy's if you were doing something nefarious?
You could get away with just about anything.
Do you think?
I feel like I have to be nice to Macy's, though, because my wife and my friend Kimberly walk around in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and carry a balloon. So I want to like it, but
they have to be nice to you first.
I mean, we didn't ask permission, but also, like, what?
I think they've got... You go deep enough in there, you're going to find a Mace Windu registered sex offender and kit-fisted. Okay, 1 to 5 stores, the Eagle Rock. This is our first mall on Mall Walking.
This is our rating.
Yes. And now, I don't know if this podcast is going to be regular. We're hoping at least semi-regular. We're going to get to some other malls.
Yeah.
So
what are you asking me?
Well, the thing is, we've been to other malls in our life, but this is our first mall rating. And 1 to 5 stars, 5 stores being best, 1
5
store.
5 stores is the perfect mall?
Yes.
1 store, can you give a half a store?
You can give a half, but you can't
do... What about
do,
like a quarter no, store?
What do you think?
Sounds like corner store, so maybe...
Should we do corner rankings or just do halves?
I think half is fine.
I think that's good.
You're really just doing math.
Yeah.
All right, so you need me to rank this mall?
Out of 1 to 5 stores.
I'm going to give it a 2 stores. 2 stores for... There's a grocery store in here.
There's a church.
There's a church. You could learn how to protect yourself with Taekwondo. You could get a T-Mobile or AT&T phone.
Or Tango Cellular.
Tango Cellular can probably hook you up with Blast Off Cellular or some off-brand.
That feels good, though.
Oh, you like it?
I do like that one.
I think at the holiday time, maybe it becomes a little more festive.
Right now, this thing is squeezing my calves. I'm worried I'm going to have a heart attack from a high blood pressure. It's pushing all the blood up into my head. What's the opposite of dizzy? I'm so stable, I'm going to die.
Well, I also will say negative marks for a lot of closed stores.
Mostly closed stores.
I will also say we didn't go into Target. I go to this Target and don't go to this mall.
Yeah, I go to this Target a lot too.
You got to give it a little something I'll give it like a half a store for Target. Maybe that's the full store is... I'll give Target a full store.
So are you at 3 or are you staying at 2?
No, I'm staying at 2.
So 2 of those stores is just the Target.
One of the stores. I give 1 store is the Target, and then the rest is for whatever else is in this slowly disintegrating mall.
Let me ask you this. Are you rating on, is this legitimately a quality mall? Or this is the difference between a Casino Royale and A View to a Kill. Both to me are 5-star movies. But one because it's so good and the other because it's so fun. So I actually have a lot of fun here, even though it's an absolute shit mall.
Well, you better figure out what your rating is because we have 3 minutes left.
I got 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
All right.
So you're two?
I'm sticking with two. I'm going to give it a 2 out of 5, which I think is a very generous.
I think so too, because thinking in the grand scheme of things, I think this is going to be not only on the lower end of the mall spectrum, it may be the base level. I think I'm somewhere between a 1 and a 1.5 because I know I need a lot of ceiling for other malls in here, you know?
Yeah, and I will say, for personal reasons, I'm not really going to buy much of anything here.
You're not going to get the world's best mistress mug or the Steve Cold Austin scrubs signed?
I mean, they're available. I know I can get
them. What about that placented mix?
I know I can get it. I have bought groceries here.
How long is that Steve Cold Austin scrub pajama set going to be there? Signed.
I feel like that's like prison wear. Like it's a costume from something.
Yeah, I think
I don't know, Matt. I'm not buying any Salad Master stuff, but the gate is up over at Salad Master. So maybe when we're done with the recording, we walk over there and just see.
Underwears Only kid is coming out to help.
You also have gone to the Chuck E. Cheese.
That's right. It's okay. I'm 1.5.
Okay.
So there you have it.
There it is.
An average of 1.75. The Eagle Rock Plaza. That still seems high.
Well, that's about how many stores are open here. 1.75.
Listen, this has been Mall Walking.
We're mall walkers.
It's the second episode, but the first any of us will ever hear.
Except for Matt and I, who heard the first episode because we lived the first episode.
That's right.
Nobody bothered us in Macy's on the first go around.
Of course
it's not. Only downhill from here.
If you are a really good audio engineer who thinks he could salvage that original episode, maybe we could release it as a bonus.
Yeah, reach out to pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com, but put mall walking in the subject.
Please.
Because otherwise, you're just going to get put in our long and endless stream of emails that we have to answer.
All caps mall walking.
Mall walking.
Now, and don't we'll put a G on that. We won't read it if there's a G. There has to be an apostrophe at the end.
So it's MALLWALKIN apostrophe.
All one word.
All one word, all in caps. Yeah. Mall walking.
Yeah.
You can also mail us stuff. Mark McConville, P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041.
And we haven't forgotten your emails.
Yeah, we're going to bounce them around. We're trying to figure out how to get some regular old content out into your ear holes.
There might even be a Patreon at some point.
We might do a Patreon.
With my back artists, mall walks or emails and shit.
All right. Matt, any parting thoughts here from the Eagle Rock Plaza?
No, but I got some tharting pots because of this goddamn chair. We'll see you next time. Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Mall Walkin', brought to you by Pistol Shrimps Radio. Mall Walkin' is executive produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Associate produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Recorded and edited by Mark McConville and Matt Gourley. No one else is involved in this production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.